objective, the present study aimed to investigate the effectiveness of metacognitive training on distress tolerance and cognitive dysregulation in mothers of children with intellectual disabilities. Methods and materials. This study was an applied quasi-experimental research with a protest postis design and a two-month follow-up, including a control group. The statistical population consisted of all mothers of children with intellectual disabilities in Tabriz in 2025, from whom 30 participants were selected using purposive and convenience sampling methods. After meeting the inclusion criteria and providing informed consent, participants were randomly assigned to an experimental group, N equals 15, and a control group, N equals 15. The experimental group received 12 weekly sessions of metacognitive training based on Wells Protocol 2017, each lasting 60 minutes, while the control group received no intervention. Data were collected using the Distress Tolerance Questionnaire, Simons and Gaha, 2005, and the Cognitive Dysregulation Questionnaire, Mason and colleagues, 1995, administered at pretest, postest, and follow-up stages. Data were analyzed using repeated measures analysis of variance, ANOVA, in SBSS version 27. Findings: the results of repeated measures, ANOVA, indicated significant effects of time, group, and time times group interaction on distress tolerance, F equals 195.32, P0.001, eta squared equals 0.875, F equals 45.94, P0.001, eta squared equals 0.621. F equals 71.43, P0.001, eta squared equals 0.718, and cognitive dysregulation, F equals 280.98, P0.001, eta squared equals 0.909, F equals 30.82, P0.001, eta squared equals 0.524. F equals 98.78, P0.001, eta squared equals 0.779. Multivariate analysis of variance also confirmed a significant main effect of time, F equals 31.86, P0.001, eta squared equals 0.485, and a significant time times group interaction, F equals 44.92, P0.001, eta squared equals 0.581. Bonferroni post hoc tests showed significant differences between pretest and postest, and between pretest and follow-up, P0.001, while no significant differences were observed between postest and follow-up, P equals 1, indicating stability of effects. Conclusion. Metacognitive training is an effective and stable intervention for increasing distress tolerance and reducing cognitive dysregulation in mothers of children with intellectual disabilities, and its effects remain sustained over time.